from Spark and Anvil and SoundSphere. This is Ring, in Chapter 1 of the SoundSphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ring is a cetacean tween with warm cream skin. They glide into the empty studio, their movements a quiet grace, their tunic full of pockets. The new SoundForge studio is a big concrete box. Ring tilts their head, listening deeply to the room's empty silence, pulling the air closer. This lingering sound, this echo, this is what I call space. The room is talking back to me.
The scientific word is reverb. It's when sound waves hit surfaces and bounce around, like a pebble's echo in a deep well.
It's not just the sound you make, it's the room it lives in. Reverb shapes how a sound feels, intimate or vast. Ring's work is teaching this. They travel to new spaces, listening to the silent language of walls and air to understand their acoustic personality. Ring takes a single sharp clap. The sound explodes, then stretches, hanging in the air like a cold mist from the hard concrete walls. Long decay, very long. The hard surfaces reflect the sound. This room feels like a cave, but less wet. From a pocket, Ring pulls a soft blanket and drapes it over a metal chair. They clap again, and the sound dies a little faster.
See? Soft surfaces absorb sound. They make the reverb shorter, warmer. That is the simple, powerful rule that governs all sound. My core lesson is this. The same sound feels different in a bathroom versus a stadium versus a forest. The space changes everything.
Ring doesn't just hear the sound. They feel the space. They hear the music, and they also hear the room playing along.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY NC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.